Some guides are not trustworthy. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us today that God and we together cannot handle. I know I say that every Monday. Did I say that's easy to follow through on that kind of belief? No. It takes a leap of faith sometimes. Some Mondays are very scary. Some Mondays are painful. Some Mondays we don't want to get out of bed. Some Mondays you just want to put your pillow over your head. Some Mondays you want to just say, stop the world and let me off. I've had it. I've had it. But nonetheless, if we are people of faith, we say that there is nothing that will happen this day or this week, this month, this year, this life of mine that God and we cannot handle. Now, by handle, I don't mean it's just it's a cakewalk. No, there will be challenging moments. There will be scary moments. There will be moments where we wonder where God is. But God's always working behind the scene. With God, when nothing seems to be happening, something is happening. Yes, that takes a leap of faith. But the more we make the leap of faith, the more we have a dynamic memory, remember how God got us through the last crisis, then if in this particular Monday or this particular week we're going to experience, or right now we're in the middle of a crisis, our dynamic memory allows us to remember that God is with us and He will never abandon us. He promised He will be with us until the end of times. He promised that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. And it's part of our belief that God keeps promises. Okay, the scripture that I want to share with you today comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, verses 13 to 26. Jesus is really upset right now with the Pharisees. You'll hear it. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. Woe to you, blind guides! You say if anyone swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath. You blind fools! Which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? You also say, if anyone swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if anyone swears by the gift on it, he is bound by his oath. You blind men! Which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And he who swears by the temple swears by it and by the one who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by God's throne and by the one who sits on it. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin. But you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. You blind guides! You strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee! First, clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean. End of the passage. Well, rarely have we seen Jesus this upset. Yeah, I think this is the most upset you'll find him in the scriptures. The other time, of course, is when he drives out the money changers from the temple. Why does he get upset? Why is he so passionate in this passage, chapter 23 of Matthew's Gospel? because they were the leaders of the people. They were the spiritual, the communal leaders of the people. The people counted on them to tell them how to have contact with God. Remember, at this time, the only person who said God's name was the high priest once a year in the Holy of Holies. So they didn't have the teaching that we presently have about God being so close to us that we can have a heart-to-heart conversation. They depended upon these scribes and teachers, these Pharisees, to interpret in them what God's will was for them, to offer them practical helps in fulfilling God's will. Yes, Jesus is very angry with them. As I said at the beginning of the show, there are some guys you should not trust. They will not lead you safely. Jesus keeps calling them blind. They're not physically blind, they're spiritually blind. What caused them to be spiritually blind? They got caught up in their power. They got caught up in their prestige. They got caught up in getting all the perks that came with their office. They missed the point of what religion is all about. Religion comes from two Latin words, re, which means again, as you know, and lego, to bind. To bind again. To bind again God and his people. They weren't being a help in binding people with their God. They were laying incredible burdens on people's shoulders. They missed the whole point of religion. Well, you know that's still happening. Yes, it is. We've had these cult leaders who got people to kill themselves, who told them that the spaceship was coming for them, who sexually abused boys and girls, who allowed girls to be given to older men in the community. Even in the Catholic Church, there has been painful moments where the shepherds, the leaders, men who were called fathers, did not act like a disciple of Jesus Christ, was not a teacher the way Jesus wants teachers to be, was not shepherds the way shepherds are supposed to act. But it's just not the official leaders of the church. There are parents who are blind guides. There are teachers that are blind guides. There's political leaders who are blind guides. And the pain, huh? The pain in people's lives. The churches that have been divided and fractured into pieces. The scandal that is a cause. When you find out that this holy man or woman, as a matter of fact, was living a divided life, they were living two lives. No wonder so many people are turned off by organized religion. And in some other religions, the quote-unquote holy person, the leader, is justifying slaughter. Killing of innocent people. It's terrible. Blind. Blinded by power. Blinded by prestige. Blinded by money. Blinded by the perks. Now can you appreciate why Jesus was so upset? Sure. Because he knew the damage that these Pharisees were doing. He calls them hypocrites. You know, hypocrite comes from the Greek word for actor. They're acting like religious leaders with their own self-interest. It was so often they said and did things only out of self-interest to fortify their power, to make sure they're privileges were never challenged. Why did they kill Jesus? Why are they so furious with Jesus? He talked about God and people having a unique relationship. He called God Abba, Daddy. He talked about love. He challenged corruption. He challenged greed. He became furious when he said, you know, on a Sabbath, you won't help a person in need, but if your donkey falls in the hole, you get your donkey out. Jesus was furious the way they twisted the law. And, you know, we should too. We should be upset by that stuff. We should challenge it when we see the abuse. Whether it's in religious leaders, in parents, teachers, politicians, we should challenge that, especially when they do it under the guise of religion. Our peer partners today are people with leukemia. It's a blood disorder. It's very, very difficult. They've made some progress with it. What becomes really scary is when children get leukemia because they're so vulnerable. Please pray for people who have leukemia. And today's food for thought comes from former President Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter says, God answers all prayers. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, and sometimes the answer is, you gotta be kidding. Why would he say that? Well, no, I'm not quoting Jimmy Carter, I'm giving you my opinion. God would say, you gotta be kidding, because he's not gonna answer a prayer that doesn't help the person who's praying or the person for whom you're praying to get to heaven, right? If you're going to ask for something ridiculous, you shouldn't even be asking for it. God will say, you got to be kidding. Okay, today's humor. This guy gets shipwrecked and he's on a deserted island. He's there for 10 years before he's rescued. When the boat comes by and they see him and a party comes ashore and they take the man and they're going to get him in the boat to take him finally back to civilization, they notice that there's two ships. There's two churches. Excuse me, I gave the punchline away. There's two buildings. And they say to the man, what are the buildings? He says, well, the first building is the church I go to. And they said, well, what's the second building? He said, well, the second building is the church I used to go to. And you know why I like that joke? Is because people constantly arguing about churches, leaving one church to go to another. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, folks. Send me a check to help me keep my hospital for the poor open. Make it to Tash, T-A-S-H, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light, and where there's sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee, God of glory.